Hi everyone, welcome to Late Bloomers, where we talk about pop culture, unpopular opinion, movie reviews, and snippets of mga ganyan-ganyan. So in this episode, we're probably going to be discussing about how to deal with the titas of Manila. Or they could be titas from anywhere really, from Cebu, Cagayan de Oro. Basically, titas, like Filipino titas.
Yes.
And I hope we don't like spend too much time being really like, we're filled with so much vitriol, but I can't promise. We have a lot of personality in this room.
And a lot of emotions.
And a lot of opinions that may or may not be correct. So, see you then. So, Yen, what has been bothering you lately? Because we were just talking about this earlier and I just want to know.
Okay, well, specific.
You can always not name names.
Yeah, just, I'm not gonna name
just
names.
Like general.
I think it's like these various expectations of the titas of Manila. No, titas of the Philippines. Sometimes they expect you to be, I don't know, for some reason, gusto sila na nurse ka if you're abroad. I don't know.
So that's a specific example. Can you be more specific what happened earlier?
Oh, okay. So, this person was just talking about how they met a parent who had two children abroad in New York.
Who were nurses.
And understandably, this parent was so proud and she was saying how, oh yeah, my children, they really became nurses and they have big houses now in New York. And
so she was boasting about her children being really successful
in that way.
You
know, like typical Filipino tita.
And then the person on the other end thought that, oh, if only my children
were the same,
went into nursing, they would have already made me, they would have already had a big house made for me or something like that.
Or, yeah.
But then she actually recalled that statement and said, but it's okay, I understand, we're not those kinds of people, we have a different calling in this world.
Yeah.
And
so she had the presence of mind to actually reconsider her initial reaction to that other tita who was boasting about her nurse
but children. In that way it kind of bothered us because Yin and I are not nurses, obviously.
Thank God. I'm sorry. No offense.
Because a lot of the people that we know are nurses, a lot of Filipinos, because it was during our generation that a lot of kids went to nursing school.
So they could go abroad.
Yeah, so they could go abroad. And so there's this kind of prevalent expectation for someone who's abroad to be a nurse and to be successful and to have a lot of money and to have like this big house and all those things. And and we just notice that every single time we go back to the Philippines or we encounter a Filipino tita, they're always
bragging about whoever
is a nurse.
And I mean, this is not to trivialize the sacrifice and the the hard work, yeah, that Filipino nurses.
It's just that they trivialize. They kind of judge other people who didn't reach or who doesn't follow the same path as those other people. It's like, what about you? Well, what have you done? Or what's your success? So that's and that's apparently been really common. We didn't realize, but it was actually common.
Oh yeah,
It happens to a lot of people, and then we realize that our aunts too are kind of like that. They'll be like, oh, did you hear about your cousin who's like this, who's already a director? He has a...
Yeah.
He's been in festivals, blah, blah, blah. Like, they always name drop and talk about achievements of other people.
As my husband says, it's one of their hobbies, I think. Ang mga older gen... I'm so... Okay, ha? Ano lang, observation... older generation or mga baby boomers, ang ilang preoccupation sometimes is to boast about whoever, maybe their children, maybe their nieces and nephews who are of a certain profession. And while that is good because you're proud of these kids, parang they also kind of stretch the story.
Yes.
And make it sound more
than it actually is. And so we were talking about how to deal with those kinds of titas.
Yeah. So how do you deal? I haven't thought about it. I mean, we've just talked about it now, and
Okay, so how do I deal?
Yeah, how do we deal with that?
I actually encountered one. It was like titas of my ex-boyfriend at the time.
Okay.
I just put on my best showbiz personality.
Okay.
I was drinking wine. I'm like, yeah, I like wine. I know. And then, oh, I studied this and this in Canada, and I'm also studying this here. So yeah, I'm like,
I'm
going
cool
to be
too.
Yeah. In digital media, just like kind of,
yeah, just make up and puff up some stuff.
Yeah, just fluff things up
yeah.
a bit for them, and they'll shut up, hopefully.
Yeah.
Another way is to actually do the exact opposite. If you're not bothered by it, just say, I'm a bum. And that's end of conversation. No one asks you anything else. They'll avoid you for the rest of the time.
Oh, that's so... Yeah, I like that idea too. If you're confident enough, confident with a heart, you can just say that.
I did one time kind of just like... I wasn't downright rude, but I basically just told them
mm-hmm.
in an annoyed voice that I was like, well, the culture here is different from the culture there. I'm like,
oh.
I said that, like, you don't need this much education there to get into that job. Like, I just kind of said that.
Or, yeah. Oh, where was this?
You know, one of our relatives. And sometimes I just zone out.
Yeah, or like change the topic.
I'm obviously, like, not interested. Or, like, if I don't show the same enthusiasm and I kind of, like, make that face where it's, where they feel that they're being too much,
mm-hmm.
they start feeling that, oh, I guess I'm
being too much.
I'm asking questions. I don't know how you, there's a way to make them feel like they'll know that, oh, I
overstepped.
Yeah, or like I guess I sound a bit like a social climber or something like that.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's an interesting aspect to bring into this conversation because I noticed that us millennials, we kind of have this issue with Filipino titas asking us these questions about being single, having a job, being successful, but then
how much you earn,
but you really putting that idea of social climbing in this conversation just made it a bit more interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't really think that it was a kind of like a social climbing thing, or it was like the idea was
in your head,
but you didn't really.
Well, I mean, maybe they're also. It's not like in a
bad way.
Bad way in a social climbing per se, but they're also trying to tinitimbang ka.
Yeah.
They're trying to weigh
measure you,
to measure you. And, of course, in comparison, according to their esteemed value. So, parang, I don't know, you're, like, pressured to social climb then in your response, or they're trying to give you the setup, like, this is the order, and you have to, like, put yourself, like, where are you in this scheme.
I remember this tito was talking to me at the party and he found out I was a film major and he mentioned his nephew who was like this awarded filmmaker, blah blah blah, and then he mentioned and I said, oh, okay, what's his name? And then he's mentioned the name, I'm like, I don't know.
You don't know him.
I was like, I don't think I know him. And his face fell. But to be fair, I may have heard of him, but there are a lot of filmmakers, diba? And there are so many award-giving bodies.
Yes, that's true.
So I can't, you know, I can't really, like, find out who that person is just by, like, knowing his name. Maybe, like, I told him, well, maybe if you told me the name of his film, maybe I'll know
right.
who your nephew is.
Yeah.
But I love that feeling of just, like,
I don't know.
you know, not everyone knows your nephew.
Or then sometimes, like, if just to give them the benefit of the doubt, maybe some of these people are also trying to find common ground with
that's
you.
That's so true, yeah.
So maybe that's why, oh, do you know this or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's true, that you shouldn't dismiss
maybe it's not
as well. They're just trying to find common ground. Because I feel like baby boomers in general do try to do that a lot, like, try to find common ground. So they ask who you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good point. So it's not all social climbing or, like, name dropping or...
Yeah.
Bragging rights, but it could also be a very innocent
way of asking.
Yeah. And connecting with you.
So I guess part of dealing with it, aside from... So the ones that you've mentioned was fluff up your story as well. Like,
yeah, just play the showbiz
play
game.
Play the showbiz game. That's number one. Number two is do not play the show... Refuse
to play the showbiz game and just flat out drop yourself in, like,
it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I have no value. I don't care. Bye.
Yeah. And number three is, like, I guess, just realize that they might just be trying to find
common ground.
Or trying to bring up a conversation, but that's usually how they're trained or how they were brought up to start a conversation, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, now
but I think it's up to you to also kind of like figure out what they're trying
to do
anyway.
Because sometimes you can feel if they're trying to measure you, right?
That's true. For that one particular
instance,
I think he was just trying to make like conversation. Okay. But I just truly did not know his nephew.
Yeah,
so I really said like, I'm sorry, I don't know him. But that's why I tried and said, oh, maybe I know his films.
Yeah.
But if that thing happened and someone was actually trying to measure me, then I would have been happier. His face fell. It's cool.
Oh, but I was just thinking, maybe it's also related if, let's say, you're nearer in age. Let's say you're not talking to a tita and then you ask, oh, where did you study? And it can be a very loaded question, but then at the same time, it could just be, oh, you're trying to find common ground,
that's
right?
True.
So...
Oh, that's okay. Kind of true.
So dapat hindi din
super
sensitive.
Or super assuming.
Yeah, super assuming.
So just keep that in mind.
Okay, so we figured out the three. But I thought there was more to it. Weren't we talking about a lot of experiences where the titas are just so... How do you deal with them? Oh, but that was just one example in terms of success and the nursing... comparison, but what about the are you single, do you have a boyfriend, are you gonna have a baby, how do you feel about those?
I personally don't feel anything about it.
Okay,
so I just say out there, like, I don't have a boyfriend, or like,
right,
yeah, I'm not married, or I'm not seeing anyone, like, I don't really
care
about it.
Yeah.
I think what bothers me more is those kind of achievements and being compared. No. Actually, it's more of the comparison. Like,
comparison.
They'll ask you and then they'll say, oh, but did you know si ganito ganyan?
Oh.
Or like... Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a very interesting dynamic. My friend once told me that.
Mm-mm.
I know. She saw how I interacted with one of our titas.
Yeah.
She said na... If it was her,
she'd fly off.
Yeah, magminaldita daw siya. Kasi di na din niya kaya. And then, grabe daw akong patience or respect.
Oh, but I saw that in you.
People.
Yeah. Because ako, I wouldn't. Because remember, we were at Shoppers and this lady was like trying to give us that MasterCard thing. And I was like, no. And then I just walked off. But you were like, you were refusing her, but very politely and, like, explaining. And I'm like, oh my God, just leave us alone, right?
And maybe this is why I'm a pushover and people bully me at work, to be honest.
No, but I mean, well, you did tell her, oh, I don't want to be in debt, so no thanks with a credit card, right? But she kept following you, and it just really...
It was annoying.
I think it was really annoying. I mean, I understand that she's trying to make a living and stuff, but... I mean, she's paid by the hour, I know, because it's not really, like, yeah. She works there. That's just extra.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're very patient.
But sometimes I just say no.
Yeah.
Or I refuse. If it's, like, on Facebook and they message me, I just scene zone them.
Okay.
And don't offer explanations.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's one thing that we should remember as an option.
You don't need to explain.
Yes, yeah.
You don't need to respond.
You can just scene zone them.
Yeah, I really did that.
And don't feel bad.
And I didn't feel bad about it.
Yeah. Because when they ask you, wala sila, like, okay, they might have expectations, but they're not you. You have to make your decisions because you have to live with your decision.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's it.
More to no.
More to siya.
Okay, so let's just end this. So that's all we can think of in terms of dealing with
the tita
or the tito. So we hope you got something from this episode, and the next time that a tita or tito tries to
make conversation with you, and you feel like it's not
going anywhere,
or you feel like it's more than an actual, like, honest to goodness conversation, yeah, but something much more malicious.
Yeah.
Then try those steps we suggested. Yeah. Showbiz pa more.
Showbiz no more.
Showbiz no more.
What's the last one? I think we just went. Okay. Then. Parang identify if they're sincere, and then
that's not really
just be more open. That's not really a step. That
was supposed to be like the
end, the start of it,
or the end. And the last one, diba? Just don't respond.
If, like, you are no able react. To not react, no then reacts. Don't react.
Just, like, and look at them, blink twice or thrice, and, like, then walk away.
I'm gonna get the. I'm just gonna help out in the kitchen or something.
Don't even answer. Don't even say anything. You're just like one. 2, 3, and then turn away. Yeah.
Okay. Bye. Thanks everyone for listening. Catch us on our next episode. Bye.
Bye.